And then, you know, I mean, I think some of these other trends that you talk about, political trends around the world, are important. And I think the one that I would flag finally as the biggest among these is essentially the retreat of liberalism, the sense that, you know, that we momentarily had in a moment of euphoria in the early 90s, that we'd reached the end of history, we figured it out, free markets and democracy were the answer. Well, that seems to have been prematurely celebrated. And I think democracy is in trouble. It's in trouble in the United States. It's never really gotten a foothold in China, and it's being further suppressed there. It's in trouble in the world's largest democracy, in India. It's in trouble in Europe, where the Russians and the far right and ethno-nationalists are actively working against shared institutions and democratic processes and undermining those processes. And frankly, I think that the free market side of the thing has gone to the point where, you know, there was a study that just came out this week that in the United States since the 1970s, the top 1% of the population has seen their wealth and income increase 100 times faster than that of the bottom 50% of the population. The top 0.01% of the U.S. population has wealth equivalent to that of the bottom 90% of the U.S. population. So democracy is being quashed, but free markets have gotten out of hand, and inequality is growing at a record pace.